And the Donald stands alone. Later today, John Kasich will announce that he's dropping his bid for the White House. Ted Cruz suspended his last night in Indiana. Some prominent Republicans have vowed not to support Donald Trump. Last night, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse reiterated his pledge to look for a third-party alternative. But there are supporters, and they are predicting there will be more. Let's bring in North Dakota's only Congressman, Kevin Cramer. Congressman Cramer, you're one of the few Republican lawmakers supporting Donald Trump. Why are you?
Well, I came out for Mr. Trump fairly early, largely because I believe that that's what North Dakotans want. You know, our party chose not to do a caucus, which was very frustrating to me. I'm a firm believer in including more people in the process, not fewer. And so as a result, I did my own online straw poll, and, you know, Mr. Trump was well out in front, and he received 38% to Ted Cruz's 26%. And I think that tracked pretty much in line with where North Dakotans are, and I wanted to honor that.
Well, and why do you support him on a personal level? Yes, you want to support your constituents,
right.
But why do you?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to listen to your constituents when you're a member of the People's House, and you're the only member of the People's House, and you have a whole state to listen to. I think that's not unimportant. Beyond that, I would say this. I would say that Donald Trump, he has the stuff to make the dramatic changes that need to be made to get our country back on track, especially economically. I sit out here in the middle of the North American continent with where we mine 30 million tons of coal per year with tremendous stewardship of the land and the air. We produce 1.2 million barrels of oil every day with great stewardship and tremendous responsibility to the environment. And frankly, the federal government, ever since Barack Obama has been president, has been attacking all of those industries with reckless abandon, and the overreach of the federal government demands a very strong response. I think Donald Trump's best positioned to do that.
Well, but as you know, right there in North Dakota, as you know, the industry itself is sort of defining its future. Oil is falling away as natural gas is becoming more popular. You know, you have towns there that sprung up with attracting hundreds of workers, and now those towns are kind of dealing with the fact that, some of those workers aren't needed anymore, that the industry itself is going through some changes. But when you come to Donald Trump, he also is protectionist, which your party is not. You know, he wants to break trade agreements. He says he's going to bring back jobs. But most economists say that the jobs that both he and Bernie Sanders say they will bring back aren't coming back.
Well, I wouldn't call having America be your top priority and doing a trade negotiation as being protectionist. I'd call that being patriotic. And yes, he's a bit of a nationalist, and I think that's just fine. I think, if shaking up a few of our trading partners and bringing them back into a more square and straight up if that's what he's about, I don't think that's such an awful thing. We ought to have a good negotiator that goes head-to-head with one country at a time and negotiates deals that people can understand, that industries can understand, that members of Congress can wrap their minds around before they are forced to vote for or against something.
Well, what about his tone? Henry Olson, who's with the conservative think tank Ethics and Public Policy, says, I'm watching a 160-year-old political party commit suicide before my eyes. And a lot of it has to do with Donald Trump's tone. He's commented about women's faces. The insinuation just yesterday that Ted Cruz's father had something to do with killing JFK, that John McCain isn't a war hero because he was shot down. You comfortable with that?
It's not my tone. It's certainly not the way I approach politics. That said, it's hard to argue with the fact that there's an authenticity about Donald Trump that causes some of us to cringe. And I think that authenticity, frankly, has been his strongest suit. And for some, it's probably his limiting factor. But that said, watching him is that he's like many athletes. He goes to battle with everything he's got and right through all four quarters or nine innings or whatever you want to say. And then at the end of it, he picks his opponent up and they brush themselves off and they go about the business.
Well, but many brush themselves off and walk away. Your North Carolina Senator Richard Burr, Jeb Bush, John McCain, Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois, they join a list of people not going to the convention. Polls show a third of Republicans before yesterday said there no way they would vote for Donald Trump. Do you worry that you're going to get to this convention with this presumptive nominee and it's going to be a completely wounded party?
I don't, because there's nothing like a common opponent to unify people. I saw Governor Jindal this morning say, hey, today I'm for Donald Trump. I think you're going to see that. That's as the people process what happened last night in Indiana, the fact now that he is the presumptive nominee and will be the nominee, as they process that, they'll all come along. And by the way, help him be a better candidate. And that's been my plea for a long time. Let's start helping him be a better presidential candidate.
That's North Dakota's only congressman, the Republican Kevin Cramer, a Donald Trump supporter long before yesterday. Congressman Cramer, thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And by the way, do you feel a little vindicated?
You know, I feel like after reading all my texts early this morning, I feel like a lot of people think I'm smarter than they thought I was a while ago. But that said, I've had a lot of good political seasons and I've had a lot of bad political seasons. And the common denominator in all of them has been good timing or bad timing.
Yeah.
I feel like I have pretty good timing this time.
We'll see how you feel in a few months.
Sure.
We'll check back with you. Congressman,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you.